KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hello, I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Rita Moreno's longevity is remarkable enough. Maybe it's genetic or athletic, a dancer's reward for the toll that dancing takes on the body. But the most remarkable thing about her is how much she's done and continues to do with the gift of a long life, a life that she examines with huge verve in Rita Moreno, Just a Girl. Girl Who Decided to Go For It. This terrific documentary by Mariam Perez Riera catches its subject at a special point in her career. She's 89, a number that's almost impossible to reconcile with her bright spirit and vivid presence. She's recently finished a supporting role in Steven Spielberg's new screen version of the Broadway musical West Side Story, and that brings her full circle from Robert Wise's 1961 screen version. In that one, she played Anita, the girlfriend of the leader of the Puerto Rican gang called the Sharks. Her performance won her a supporting actress Oscar and turned her career around, though ever so slowly. Puerto Rican by birth and the first Hispanic woman to win an Academy Award, she gave an acceptance speech that may have been the shortest in Oscar history. What she said was, "I don't believe it." Some of the most fascinating and dismaying parts of the film are devoted to the characters Moreno portrayed long before any turnaround was conceivable. They were the stereotyped roles that non-Anglo performers, actresses in particular, were ritually consigned to. She played sultry, dark-skinned girls from India, seductive island girls from Polynesia, hot-blooded Hispanic pepper pots, and all of them in what she calls and mimics hilariously a universal ethnic accent. One exception was a smallish role she had in the 1952 classic Singin' in the Rain. She loved doing it, not because her character Zelda Zanders is right there in the opening sequence, arriving at a Hollywood premiere on the arm of some old rich guy, but because she was playing a flapper, a showgirl. Zelda wasn't ethnic at all. The strongest impression you get from Just a Girl Who Decided to Go For It is how determined Moreno was in going for it, the it being more than the fame and stardom she dreamed of since childhood. It was the dancing that supported her and her mother in the early days in New York, those demeaning roles she chased at a time when no others were available to her, and the surprising paths she took after her Oscar for West Side Story led only to more offers of Latinas in gang movies. She won a Primetime Emmy in 1977 for The Muppet Show. During the course of the documentary, her friend Morgan Freeman says she had a lot of staying power. That's putting it succinctly and mildly. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.